My name is Ben Barrell, and this is Bob Dylan Album by Album, a podcast that brings you an in-depth look at each Bob Dylan studio recording, record by record. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope you're good. I am recording this the day after my brother's wedding. Had a lovely old time, and I was best man as well, and I had to do the almost dreaded best man speech. I think it went okay. I did somewhat predictably manage to slip in a Bob Dylan reference. I slipped in a little reference to If Not For You, a classic song, and also the song that was the first dance at my wedding. So I'm quite proud of that achievement. I thought I had to mention it at the start of this episode. I'm overly proud of it. No one else on the day seemed to care apart from my dad. So I thought that at least you would appreciate that. Anyway, I hope you're well. Hope all is good. This is the fifth and final episode on the freewheeling and our final episode for this season. I was just having a little look at the albums we've got left to cover, actually, and I think next season might be the season where we finish the albums. We finally get to the end. There's only sort of like five or six left to go, I think, if memory serves me correctly. So I have to work out where we go from there. I mean, maybe we'll have a look at the bootlegs, like I've said before. We shall see on that. Meantime, this is the final episode for this season. Just before we get to it, thank you so much for listening. I've had so many messages over the course of this season. I haven't replied to everyone just yet, so apologies if I have missed you so far. But thank you so much for your messages. I love doing this show. It's so much fun. And I've really particularly enjoyed looking at the albums this season. I think we've covered some really interesting records this season. Not all great, but interesting nonetheless. This one is obviously a classic. Let's take our fifth and final look at 1963's The Freewheeling.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand?
By the time we get to the Freewheeling's 10th track, the album's fate as a masterpiece is sealed. In fact, it's been sealed for a while. But these final three tracks on offer here, whilst not headliners, show another side to the album. No pun intended. It doesn't fall away in the final knockings like some records do. In fact, as we run to the finish line, like all good albums, it reveals itself just a little bit more. This section starts with a song called Carina, Carina.
Carina, Carina, get where you've been so long. Carina, Carina, get where you've been so long. I've been worried about you, baby. Baby, please come home.
While this song is a cover, for me, it's one of the high points on the record. In my mind, it's a bit like Oxford Town. It might not hold the spotlight like some other songs do, but its delivery makes it a world beater, in my opinion. Unusually for this album, Bob is not alone on this track. Here he has a band accompanying him. Howie Collins is on guitar. Leonard Gaskin is on double bass. Bruce Langhorne is also on the guitar. Herb Lavelle is on the drums. And Dick Wellstead is on the piano for this entire session. That session took place on the 26th of October 1962. It's the album's fourth recording session. They had attempted this song in the very first session for the LP, but it didn't come. And it didn't come here to begin with. They tried it six times in the session right at the start, starting at around 2:30 in the afternoon. They were frustrated, so they moved on to the song Mixed Up Confusion and then a song called That's All Right, Mama, before returning to Carina, Carina right at the end. It was a good decision to take a break from it, because at this point, they get it in one. Whilst the song is a cover, it's not a straightforward one. The song Carina, Carina was first recorded by Bo Carter and copyrighted in 1932. Dylan retitles the tune and adds a melody and some lines, specifically, I've got a bird that whistles, I've got a bird that sings, from another song called Stones in My Pathway by Robert Johnson in 1937.
I have a bird to whistle.
Bird to whistle, and a happy bird to sing. So the final Dylan song is a sort of hybrid cover, if you will. It's interesting, though, in the Robert Johnson song, there is a verse that Dylan chooses not to lift, despite the fact it features his name. It reads, "My enemies have betrayed me, have overtaken poor Bob at last. My enemies have betrayed me, have overtaken poor Bob at last. And here's one thing certainly, they have stones all in my pass." On the freewheeling, what we end up with is a lovelorn blues number, which, once again, to reiterate, Dylan gives a wonderful performance during, especially in the final lines of "Carina, Carina, gal, you're on my mind. Carina, Carina, gal, you're on my mind. I'm thinking about you, baby. I just can't keep from crying." This is not only a great song on the album, but it hints at what's next as well. Sure, Dylan had recorded with a full band before this. He'd even gone electric in a way before this too. But getting a more full band sound actually onto this album is, in hindsight, quite important. This signifies pretty early on that Dylan wasn't going to be one of those artists that just stayed as a one-man band. He wasn't going to just stay as the man with the guitar, the folk vagabond, if you will. He was always destined for more.
Honey, just allow me one more chance to get along with you. Honey, just allow me one more chance to do anything for you. Well, I'm a-walking down the road with my head in my hand. I'm looking for a woman needs a word in man. It's just a one-con favor I'll ask you. Allow me just a one more chance.
Honey, Just Allow Me One More Chance, the album's 12th song, was another one-take wonder. This time coming on the record's third session on the 9th of July. It is recorded right after Blowing in the Wind's master take, literally right after. And it's another cover. It's based on a song called Honey, Won't You Allow Me One More Chance, which dates back to the 1890s and was popularised by Henry Thomas, which is why on the record it's credited to both Thomas and Dylan. Bob provides the arrangement. Like Carina Carina, though, Dylan takes a song and runs with it. Except here, even more so. He takes the title and the idea of the song and goes from there. It's a sort of folk sampling deal, I guess. Dylan pleads to a lover to give him, one more chance, as you might have guessed. His delivery once again here is exceptional. His cadence and rhythm are extraordinary, and another example, again like the previous track, of how even at this stage he wasn't your run-of-the-mill folk singer. Bob's delivery here on lines like the ones at the end of the first verse is what sets a young Dylan apart from his contemporaries in terms of performing. He sings, "Well, I'm a-walking down the road with my head in my hands. I'm looking for a woman, needs a worried man. Just a one kind favour I asked you, allow me just a one more chance." His performance here is like he's rattling lines off as if he were a rapper. It's full of personality and he hits the mark with every single syllable, something that culminates towards the end of the song.
It is a one kind favour I ask you, allow me just a one more chance.
Again, like we've seen elsewhere, it also offers a point of difference for this album too. This track is the closest we get to anything resembling high octane on the freewheeling, and it's much more carefree than elsewhere too. It flies around with a smirk lingering between the lines, while for once Dylan actually sounds his age. Here he sounds like a young man smiling and enjoying that time of his life, despite obviously singing the blues. Musically, the song is, as you'd expect, pretty simple. The G and C chords make up a large part of the verses, whilst A7 and G7 are introduced as we move through them. It rarely gets any more complicated than that, to be honest. And, well, it doesn't need to. In fact, Bob never needs to. Getting complicated on the guitar has never really been his bag, and here he proves, as he continues to, that sometimes a few chords is, well, all you need. In fact, it's quite striking that at times on this album, Dylan's performance in terms of his vocals and the way he presents his songs is something that often brings him up a level. It's the same for his live performances too. Sure, we've all met people who say Bob can't sing or that he's awful live, and, you know, that opinion's fine. But Bob, the performer, has always been central to his success, even if people refuse to see it. Dylan's idiosyncratic style and his delivery is present throughout his work and crucially is ever-changing too. Sometimes you get great poets, sometimes you get great performers. Bob Dylan is both, and this is a good example of that. The album's final song, I Shall Be Free, continues along this line. It's another rework. It's also another light-hearted song. Dylan takes his cues from Leadbelly's song, We Shall Be Free. Bob is a big fan of Lead Belly. He's covered him many times, spoken about him at gigs, and even mentioned him in his Nobel Prize lecture, where he said, "And somebody I've never seen before, handed me a Lead Belly record with the song Cotton Fields on it. And that record changed my life right then and there. It transported me into a world I've never known. It was like an explosion went off, like I'd been walking in darkness and all of a sudden the darkness was illuminated. It was like somebody laid hands on me. I must have played that record 100 times. Although when it comes to this song, Dylan's version probably owes as much to Woody Guthrie's as it does to Lead Belly's. Bob is solo once again here, and the spirited, witty, almost impish delivery from the previous song is carried over onto this one. He winks lines like, "Late one day in the middle of the week, eyes were closed, I was half asleep, I chased me a woman up a hill right in the middle of an air drill." Later we have a surreal conversation with JFK as Bob sings, "Well, my telephone rang, it wouldn't stop. It was President Kennedy calling me up. He said, 'My friend Bob, what do we need to make our country grow?' I said, 'My friend John Bridget Bardot.'"
"Well, my telephone rang, it would not stop. It's President Kennedy calling me up. He said, 'My friend Bob, what do we need to make the country grow?' I said, 'My friend John Bridget Bardot, Anita Ekberg, Sophia Loren, country will grow.'"
This is the sort of fun that has turned a lot of critics off. They seem to think the final song on this landmark album should be something that deals with big life issues, with society's flaws, or even history. But for me, it's kind of perfect. I'm not usually one that sees everything Dylan has done as completely incredible and nothing else. But here I like the fact we end this album with something a bit glib, a bit silly, a bit throwaway. It's the last thing we'd be expecting after the record's earnest beginnings. It also, like we've seen countless times over these episodes, shows us that Dylan was more than one step ahead. Sure, you can be a forceful political voice on one track, but it's much cooler, much more artistic even, to follow that with something a little bit silly, rather than just do the same again and again. I like Woody Guthrie and any number of other singer-songwriters, but for the most part, they stay in their lane. If there's one thing Dylan has always been good at, it's getting out of his, and this, like the other tracks at the tail end of this record, is an early indication of just that. With The Freewheeling, Bob made his first truly great album. It was a high watermark for what a folk album could achieve. In fact, it becomes a high watermark for what a singer-songwriter album could achieve, full stop. It also really outlines what Dylan is as an artist: socially aware, clever, untamed, funny, progressive, and a true performer. This album comes from a time when it really felt like music could change the world, and Bob was at the fore of that. And whatever our feelings are about that today, however that has turned out, it's almost impossible not to hear him on this record and be convinced that music, done correctly, is the most powerful of tools.
Oxford town in the afternoon, everybody singing a soft tune. Two men died neath the Mississippi moon, somebody better investigate soon.
That's it for this episode on The Freewheeling. What an incredible, incredible record. I'm always up for a chat about this album, so feel free to share your thoughts on it. And the episodes we've done on it on Twitter and Instagram, at Bob Dylan Podcast, is where you can find me. This season has wrapped up on this episode, so I hope you've enjoyed the season. Once again, like I was saying earlier, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your messages. It's been a pleasure to do this season for you, and I shall return later in the year with, well, our final look at Bob Dylan's back catalogue, our final look at his albums. And I think I know where we're going to start. I think we're going to go right back to the beginning. So join me next time for that. I will see you down the road. In the meantime, once again, thank you for listening and take care.